Hello, everyone, and welcome to our 50 Weeks of Gratitude Challenge, a genuine effort to help each of us take note of the good things in life. We continue to actually try to do something daily that will express our gratefulness and our gratitude for the world that we live in and for just the fullness of our lives. And I hope that so far you've gotten an opportunity to start to build your gratitude, jar, and just be able to really say to yourself, look, I do have a lot of good things that are going on and or that are in my life that make me better or help me to be the person that I am. So as we continue, I want us to now, as we're on week 7, actually, so we're moving along, actually, for week 7, let's see, I want to keep it light again, and I wanted to say something that we are grateful for related to our home. When I was thinking about this one, I was like, well, I could say that I'm grateful for my actual home, but what about my home am I grateful for? And I could say I'm grateful for shelter. Okay, yes, those are like the basis of our homes. And for those of us who are who have experienced homelessness and or this is their first place or they've just gotten into a new place, I will accept that as one of just the fact that you have a home is to be grateful for. However, for those of us who are maybe living in our homes for some time and or have kind of gotten used to being where we are and not really looked around at the simplicity of how our home keeps us comfortable, I would like for us to challenge ourselves a little bit more and actually look at our home and what we're grateful for about it. And so we are fairly new in our home. So for us, meaning myself and my husband, I think that I am grateful for more space within my home. I'm grateful for more space so that we can have our individual needs met and our joint needs met, where we can spend time in a space that's comfortable for both of us, yet still have individual space that allows us to do our different goals or different dreams and different things that we have to get done in our lives to reach those goals separately. And I'm also very grateful for my shoe room. I know that sounds silly, but it was something that we jokingly talked about prior to marriage, and he actually joked about it in our wedding vows, and now I actually have it. So I am grateful for that, and that reminds me of not just my shoes, but it also reminds me of the acknowledgement that something that's simple to me is important to him. So I'm grateful for my home and just the space that we have. All right, so that's an example. You guys can think over and think about what you're grateful for about in your home. I hope that you continue to join us. Please share in the Facebook group. I want to try to continue to help other people see that there's positive and that there are some things that we may not be acknowledging that are positive in our lives. And sometimes we might see it in other people's examples and we might hear it in other people's examples. So I'm just excited that you guys would hope to join me and continue to join me in this next few or next weeks to come as we finish up our, or we continue our 50 Weeks of Gratitude Challenge. You guys have a good week.